I'm joined by Marianne Goodland with Colorado Politics and Brian Eason with the Denver Post. A dramatic day on Friday, and a lot of times when we're in the Capitol, the outcome is predetermined. People know how they're going to vote going into a debate, a bill hearing. A lot of people thought that this expulsion vote would fail. What do you think made the difference, Marianne?
I think the mood in the House really began to change when Assistant Minority Leader Cole Wist of Centennial got up and said that while he had an open mind, and he would continue to have an open mind on the issue, he viewed a 28-page manifesto that Representative Lebsack put out as retaliation, and that's a really clear-cut violation of the Capitol's sexual harassment policy.
On the eve of the vote, Republicans had a host of concerns on the process, the redacted report. Some didn't trust the investigator or the investigation.
Yeah, absolutely. You had a number of folks telling us that there was no way they were going to vote for it. There were a number of people who were leaning no. And that's why Representative Wist's comments on retaliation were so important, because it opened up a path for Republicans who still had issues with the process, still had issues with the investigations. You saw the Senate president in the other chamber questioning investigations in his own chamber. And so when Representative Wist brought up retaliation, that was something that all the lawmakers could decide for themselves whether it had occurred rather than relying on this investigation.
The Senate president has said this vote doesn't change how he's handling things. There's three lawmakers there who've been investigated for workplace harassment. The accusers have been found to be credible. There are two pending investigations still against Senator Randy Baumgartner. Those are Republican members. And the Senate president, Brian, has said that he will not move to expel someone unless they've been convicted of a crime. So a lot of stuff still happening in the Senate. How does this impact that?
It's going to be really interesting, and I don't think anyone really quite knows how it's going to impact that yet. In talking to Representative Winner, who, of course, was one of the women who brought the complaint against Representative Lebsack, she's concerned that the different handling of these complaints in the different chambers is sending mixed messages to folks. You have House Democrats saying the harassment itself was worthy of expulsion. You have House Republicans saying, well, we don't know about this investigation, but the retaliation, that's where expulsion kicks in. Then you have the Senate president saying not even retaliation, it has to be an actual crime to expel someone. And so I think there is still concern among women at the Capitol that, like, there still isn't a clear bar for punishment that folks feel like is going to get applied equally everywhere.
The one thing that we have seen in all of these cases here is questions about the process. The investigation done by the Employers Council into the allegations against Senator Tate has come back with questions raised about bias and credibility. Same thing with the investigation done by the same organization with Senator Baumgartner. The fact that now the Senate president wants this whole thing handed off to the District Attorney of Denver, who has unfortunately worked with both of these folks when she was a lawmaker, just creates a new level of complexity.
Thanks, Marianne Goodland with Colorado Politics and Brian Eason with the Denver Post, and we'll be covering this complexity as well as the new rules they're going to be coming up with later this session. I'm Benta Berkland, and this was Capitol Conversation.